Earlier this year, threats of armed conflict rumbled across the Middle East. Iran launched war games near the Persian Gulf. Israeli warplanes conducted drills to ready for attack. And a battle-ready U.S. aircraft carrier cruised off the coast of Iran. Analysts say the show on both sides was largely posturing as the West continued to pursue a tougher sanctions policy against Iran. Mehdi Halaji of the Washington Institute.
So if you don't want to see war, you have to comply with this new regime of sanctions. And actually they did to a large extent.
Then the rhetoric cooled considerably after a meeting in Istanbul last month when Iranian negotiators appeared more flexible than expected. Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salahi.
If the talks in Istanbul can be called one step forward, I'm sure, God willing, we will take a few steps forward in Baghdad.
Iran is calling on the West to lift sanctions that are crippling its economy. But the West is standing firm. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
We're going to keep the sanctions in place and the pressure on Iran as they consider, you know, what they'll bring to the table in Baghdad, and we'll respond accordingly.
Analysts say any Iranian deal must include face-saving measures that allow Tehran to portray the agreement as a victory. Again, Mehdi Halaji.
Because for Iran, its image in the world or within Muslim nations is not less important than its nuclear achievements.
Analysts point to a growing divide in Israel over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's threat to attack Iran. Yuval Diskin is the former chief of Israel's domestic security service.
I have no faith in the prime minister, nor in the defense minister. I really don't have faith in a leadership that makes decisions out of messianic feeling.
But Israeli defense minister Ehud Barak says such critics ignore the past.
Iranian deception and lies concerning the nuclear program have been ongoing and well documented. Yet parts of the world, including some politically motivated Israeli figures, prefer to bury their heads in the sand.
U.S. intelligence officials say Iran is keeping open the option to develop nuclear weapons, but has not yet made the decision to build a bomb. But if Tehran's intentions are peaceful as it claims, then it should prove it, says Mehdi Halaji.
Iran should show that it's not looking for a nuclear bomb, and it's willing to comply with its international commitments, and it's able to build confidence within international community.
In the next talks in Baghdad, Western nations are expected to seek compromises on Iran's enrichment program. And the Iran crisis could heat up again if no significant progress is made. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.